There has been a sharp increase in COVID-19 cases detected in Springfield, Massachusetts. After weeks of daily new COVID-19 case counts in the single digits, Springfield recorded large increases in the last 7 days. There were 124 confirmed cases during the week of September 21st, up from 51 cases the week before. Springfield has now slipped from green to yellow on the state health department's color-coded map that shows the incident rate for the coronavirus in each of the state's cities and towns. Yellow signifies moderate risk. Mayor Dominic Sarno, speaking at his weekly COVID-19 update at City Hall, said the increase in cases appears tied to social gatherings that took place over the Labor Day weekend. He said through free testing for COVID-19 that's currently available and contact tracing, city health officials will attempt to blunt the further spread of the virus in the city.
We're going to work hard to get back into that green, but this is a trend that we need to knock down.
Springfield Health and Human Services Commissioner Helen Calton Harris said 87% of the new cases in the past week were reported in just four residential neighborhoods: Forest Park, Liberty Heights, Mason Square, and the North End.
We are extremely concerned.
She said the increase in cases is not coming from the return of college students to the city or from the MGM casino, where it was reported last week that some employees had tested positive for COVID-19.
So we have identified areas where individuals live in close proximity to each other, live in the same house, and so yes, we have identified clusters.
The uptick in new cases has not resulted so far in a corresponding increase in hospitalizations, according to the latest COVID-19 patient counts at Bay State Medical Center and Mercy Medical Center. Bay State President and CEO Dr. Mark Kerouac said several of Springfield's suburbs have also seen an increase in cases.
I don't really know if this is a blip or the beginning of a trend. I think it's more likely a slight trend upwards. But I would urge us all, let's not wait and see until it becomes obvious that this is a departure from our previous good record.
Sarno said the new COVID-19 case counts reinforced the decision to keep the city's public school buildings closed and start the school year remotely, as well as his decision to cancel door-to-door trick-or-treating next month.
We're going to stand by that with no trick-or-treating. Again, we want to knock these numbers down.
Springfield has not recorded a new COVID-19-related death in over a month. The pandemic has claimed the lives of 131 city residents. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.